Next item on the agenda is City of Alexandria, 10-0798. Mr. Bacon, good morning.
Gentlemen. Mr. Madden, one of the protesters will not be here tomorrow, but he emailed me 9:30 last night. I just want to hand out his letter that he sent to me. The City of Alexandria, 10-0798, requests authorization to restore approximately 600 linear feet of homes run, including the installation of J-hooks, rock veins, and to construct a 12-foot-wide, low-profile pedestrian crossing near North Chambliss Street and Holmes Run Parkway in the City of Alexandria. The project is protested by several adjacent property owners. Okay, the project is located in the vicinity of Hawthorne Avenue and Holmes Run Parkway in the City of Alexandria. The project is also known as the Holmes Run Chambliss Crossing Stream Restoration Stabilization Project. The purpose of the project is to provide pedestrian crossing, restore, and stabilize approximately 600 linear feet of eroding bank on Holmes Run, which in turn will reconnect the stream with its floodplain and improve water quality. The stabilization will be conducted on the east side of Bank of Holmes Run, while the west side, located in the Fairfax County, will be left in its current condition. In addition to the riprap preventment, the stabilization will employ natural design, which will include the use of rock veins, J-hooks, and stormwater step outlets along the bank. Okay, right here, I'll show you the location is where it's marked A. This is the city here. This area here, here's Dora Kelly Nature Park, and this is the park where it's going to connect. This is Holmes Run going down. This shows the bike path and everything else. This is in City of Alexandria's long-term plan to go ahead and do this. Here's the park up in here. It's going to connect this area here, then Holmes Run. It connects the whole area to the turnpike. It's going to come around, connect. It's going to feed back all the way up into this area here. So it's in their long-term plan to go ahead and develop this. And it does connect the Dora Kelly Park and Alexandria to Glen Hill Park in Fairfax. Fairfax County sent a letter in support of this project. Okay, the proposed crossing is complete a critical connection of Holmes Run Trail from Columbia Pike to Fairfax County and Eisenhower Valley beyond Telegraph Road to Alexandria, approximately 4.5 miles. The proposed crossing will be 12 feet wide and approximately 48 feet long, designed low profile, constructed on 4 12-foot by 6-foot box culverts. The culverts will be buried 3 feet into the stream bed, extended approximately 24 inches above ordinary high water. The crossing is designed to allow water flow over during storm events. I'll be showing you a picture of that. Here is the Holmes Run itself. These two are the houses where the protesters are, and this is where Dora Kelly Park is going to be. It's going to connect to the park over here, and then the bridge, the low-profile bridge will be in that area. Again, here's where the protesters live. Here's the park, and again, the crossing is going to be in this general vicinity. And you can see the erosion on the bank, and I'll show you pictures of the on-site pictures. We'll show you more erosion on the bank and for the reason for the stabilization. Here are the drawings of the area. This is the on-site conditions right now, and like I said, here's Holmes Run. And here are the protesters, and this is the stream right here. What they plan on doing is go ahead and put some J-hooks and rock veins in here. This is the area downstream, which I'll show you a sewer area right in this area. This is going to be the area where they can put the riprap, and it's going to go out this way. It's going to cause a pool to develop in here. It's going to come this area. They're going to riprap along the whole shoreline here. And again, this area here is going to be riprap, and a pool is going to develop right there, designed there. And here's the crossing with the box culverts. There, it's going to be 12 foot wide. This shows the contour right now. This is the side of the County Fairfax with they are doing nothing to it. This is the area right here where all the work is going to be, where it's going to be done at. That's the City of Alexandria's property. This just shows the design factor. Here's the riprap that's going along the bank edge. Just showing you different designs in it. This shows you the cross veins and the J-hooks and the design for the stream itself. And this shows you the bridge itself. This is current condition right here, and this is what it's going to look like when it's done with the riprap over here at the bridge with the box culverts. And they're going to take this area, it's going to be graded, and it's going to be replanted for the riparian area right in that area. And these are pictures of on-site conditions right now. This is the approximate location of the bridge itself. This is what the bottom looks like. This is rubble bottom. This shows back here. I told you I'd show you the sewer thing. This is the sewer connection here, which they're going to riprap around that. And this is where the first part of the development is going to be. And this is the pool is going to be developed right in this area, the first one. If you go further down, this is approximately where the bridge is going to cross. You can see a sewer pipe here. They're going to bury that. And then there's approximate location where the bridge is going to be crossing. And this is the side where they're going to place the riprap. This is going to be left in its natural condition. That's part of the Fairfax County. Again, shows right here, shows the erosion along the shoreline where the riprap's going to be. These areas right here where you see the pipe, there's several overflow pipes. They're going to be riprap and stepped. That's what they meant by the step down thing. When the water flows, it's going to be stepped down. So it breaks apart the energy and stuff like that before it enters the stream for flood conditioning. This shows that area again. And this shows, my last picture shows the area. The concern of the protestants is that, and to Mr. Madden, was that this area, when it floods, if you look at the floodplain, which is in your packet, it goes all the way up to here. And when the agent and the city did modeling of it, they showed that the flood elevations even could be a little less after the stream design, because of moving of the Thalweg and the rock and all that stuff is going to more keep it within this area. That's actually going to be a little less than what is modeled at this time right now. The protesters disagree with that. They think that the flood, that the structures and stuff like that is going to increase the flood elevation in that area. The city went through several public briefings where they had the public come in there. They tried to address all the issues of the protestants. They sent out letters, which are part of your project, to the protestants addressing all the issues. They did consider three different types of crossing. One was a fair weather crossing, which would have water flowing over it at a normal everyday, but they considered that being not very nice for the people using it for bikers and mothers and carriages and stuff like that crossing, because the water's always there. The second thing they looked at was a regular bridge would be elevated. They said that the public did not want that bridge because it was more intrusive. They didn't want to look at it all the time, so they went down to the third bridge design, which was the low profile, which would flood over during high storm events. Going to the issues, the project is protested, like I said, by several of the residents, and their main issue was that the floodplain and that the stabilization of the shore wasn't sufficient enough for what they think that the storm events would produce there. The city anticipate the water quality be improved and decrease the amount of sediment through the modeling and stuff like that. The Department of Game and Fisheries is supporting the project. The Park DEQ determined that they'll get a VWP that falls under the Nationwide 27. DCR has some concerns about the rare groundwater amphipods that are part of caverns and springs and stuff like that, but the city and the agent said that there is nothing. They did investigation and there's none of that seeps or springs in that area, and no other state agencies commented on the project. Summary and recommendation: while staff is sympathetic to the concerns of the protestants, staff believes the city of Alexandria has adequately addressed the concerns of the protestants through modeling and state-of-the-art design for crossing stabilization and erosion control at the site. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2.1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the project be approved as proposed.
Questions of Mr. Bacon by members of the commission. Mr. Schick.
Yep. I am familiar with Holmes Run because I'm originally from up in that area, and it can be a huge issue with flooding, has been in the past, but they've done a lot of work up there. The pools, are they going to be excavating to create these pool areas, or does the Rock, the J-Hooks?
The agent and the city is here. If they want to address that, they're the ones that designed it, and I think they would be could address it more adequately than I could. You guys like to come up and address?
Good morning, gentlemen. Here's your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. You state your name and who you represent, please, sir.
Pete Crum with Kimley Horn & Associates.
I'm Darren Pate with Kimley Horn & Associates.
Mr. Schick, could you readdress your question?
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify the design as far as the J-Hook area and the pools that will be upstream of them. Are the pools constructed from excavating or created by the actual structure being built?
Sir, would you come forward, state your name on the record again so we can have the record clear as to who's responding?
My name is Darren Pate.
Please respond.
The standard is for the construction of these pools and rock cross veins is to, in the process of installing the rock cross veins and placing the boulders, to also excavate downstream to help form the preform scour hole. And then as sediment comes in, it could be a sediment sink to help store some sediment. And then it naturally fills in or forms to its the depth that it needs to be naturally.
Okay. And if you could address how this structure functions to actually decrease the storm potential as far as for flooding.
Up here, this is one of the rock cross veins, and this you can see here the contours. Here represent the pool, which will be forming a scour. Also, dug out in construction, the scour of the structure helps keep that cleared out for fish habitat. So up here we have a riffle where the water is oxygenated. The purpose of the rock cross vein is during bankful events, which is typically the storm you would have in a one-year typical storm. It protects the banks by causing these arms are sloped up to 3 feet higher here in this area, and then at this location they're at the invert of the channel. So when water comes through here, it flows over these rocks and is forced to spill back into the center of the channel, thus protecting the banks upstream of it and the banks immediately downstream of the rock cross vein structure. So the purpose of the structure is to improve habitat and stabilize the banks of the channel during the storm events. It's called the bankful storm event.
Which this mimics a natural process that you find in a lot of streams that have not been devastated by man's construction. Right. Okay. Thank you.
Further questions?
I wasn't clear as to
Mr.
Kuhn.
That's okay. No
problem. Why that reduces the I understand why that might make the banks more stable, but why does that also reduce the potential for flooding around that the area of concern?
Say my name again. Darren Pate with Kimley Horn. The rock cross vein structures are not specifically designed to address a 100-year storm event. The 100-year storm event, most of the water is out of the channel in the floodplain. So the main point of the rock cross vein is to stabilize the channel. To address part of the 100-year floodplain flooding event, part of our cross section will actually take out portions of the floodplain to add more cross-sectional area during the 100-year storm event. So I don't have the specific dimensions of the channel, but say if you have 100 square feet of cross-sectional area to transport the 100-year storm event, we're basically increasing that either by a certain percentage to have more area, whether that's 102 square feet or it's a small increase. But what that does is it does not increase the 100-year flood elevation. actually, our model says that it actually decreases them by a small portion.
And there's not going to be anything blocking the flow of the water that's going to create at that area where the people live who are upset about or concerned with the project, it's not going to create a pooling situation for them by decreasing flow of the water during those kind of storm events?
Yes, during the 100-year storm event. That's what our model says. If I could get to the red file, I could say. This top line right here is the FEMA currently modeled 100-year existing conditions event. And by adding the additional cross-sectional area, mostly within the floodplain, this is the modeled 100-year storm elevation after the proposed, with the proposed improvements to the floodplain and the low crossing. So it's a net increase again in the cross-sectional area to transport the flood.
Mr. Tankard.
I'm sure you've addressed this in your model, but debris, trees, shrubs that may be caught in the structure that will span, have you accommodated for that, and what will happen in that case?
Yes, sir. We also ran a 100-year storm event model, and we brought that proposed profile here also, where we actually blocked. As you can see, this is open. Excuse me. The culvert here is open, and then we blocked the culvert so that all of the water has to go over the low-flow crossing and utilize the floodplain to pass through. And we still show, you can see that's probably what affects that and causes a little blip there, but
right.
We're still well below the existing modeled FEMA model, FEMA would block scenario.
Mr. Schick?
Yeah, is there a planned maintenance over time in place for the city to be able to keep this functional?
Yes, sir. Pete Crum with Kinley Horn Associates. The city staff will perform regular maintenance on the channel. We've talked with Mr. Bacon about additional work to remove sediment if that builds up, and that will be addressed in the future if necessary. But for the moment, there's regular maintenance, regular monitoring on the channel itself, and that will continue.
Further questions? Thank you, gentlemen. Anyone else here in support of the project? Is anyone here in opposition, in support to the project? Did you wish to be heard, or is everything? Thank you. You may be seated. Is there anyone here in opposition to the project? Let the record reflect there is no one here in opposition to the project. Let the record also reflect, Dan, correct me if I'm wrong, that the I've read the letters of protest, and nowhere did I find anything in the letters of protest to indicate that the protesters had any level of engineering expertise. Is that correct?
That's correct, sir.
Further questions? Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Tankard.
Move to approve project as proposed.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Dan.